Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead, memorial and devotional service members, family members from around the world, welcome on this early morning. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible, episode number 203, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading Deuteronomy chapter 5. Let's pray. Holy Father God, this is your holy word, and it is absolutely amazing. And we pray, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for giving us a heart, some of us a heart, to be on your side against ourselves, against our sin, our foolishness, our pride, our arrogancy, our hubris, our rebelliousness, and evil. And your holy word helps us with understanding all of that. I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. I don't understand it all, but I thank you for it all. I praise you and I thank you for your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who sacrificed his life for ours so that we can simply believe in him and be saved from the hell we deserve. We praise you and we thank you for your Holy Ghost and for your holy word. And we pray on this early morning that you will help us to humble ourselves and receive your holy word. Help us to and give us your strength, your energy, your unction, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word, to understand it, to remember it as we read it, to apply it to our lives, and to share it with others through discipleship teaching, and through gospel proclamation. For your holy gospel is based upon all of your holy scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. We thank you for Jesus Christ, and we pray in his name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure, and I really mean that, to read in your hearing, Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God. And dear friend, if you pray and read and pray, and you ask God to give you understanding and meaning and application, No matter what part of the Word of God you read, you will get instruction. You will get a blessing. And it will be a pleasure to you if you are saved and born again. Deuteronomy chapter 5. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them and keep and do them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day. The Lord talked with you face to face in the mount, out of the midst of the fire. I stood between the Lord and you at that time, to show you the word of the Lord, for ye were afraid by reason of the fire, and went not up into the mount, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. Six days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, neither shalt thou commit adultery, neither shalt thou steal, Neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor. Neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife. Neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's. These words the Lord spake unto all your assembly in the mount out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and of the thick darkness, with a great voice, and he added no more. And he wrote them in two tables of stone, and delivered them unto me. And it came to pass, when ye heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that ye came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders. And ye said, Behold, the Lord our God hath showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God doeth talk with man, and he liveth. Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us, if we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh? Pardon me. For who is there of all flesh that hath heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as we have and lived? Go thou near and hear all that the Lord our God shall say, and speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and do it. And the Lord heard the voice of your words when ye spake unto me. And the Lord said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto thee. They have well said all that they have spoken. Oh, that there were such an heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Go say to them, get you into your tents again. But as for thee, stand thou here by me, and I will speak unto thee all the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which thou shalt teach them, that they may do them in the land which I give them to possess it. Ye shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God hath commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I cannot thank you enough for allowing us to read this passage. It is breathtaking. I am speechless once again. Even though I have read this passage many times, I learned a whole lot more, as you always teach us more and more as we read your holy word over and over again. I was moved greatly. Your holy word spoke to my heart, and I hope to others. All I can say is I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for this privilege. This privilege to read the words that you gave to Moses and to the Israelites and to the entire world. For these words changed the world forever. Thank you. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and for his sake. Lord, help us to obey them. Help us to apply them to our lives. Help us to give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word, to teach and to disciple others, and to proclaim your holy gospel that will help people to obey these words so that things will be well with them and their children. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead service family members around the globe, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 855, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. So, my dear friends, the aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God to come and saved from the eternal burning hell by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who has taken away the sin of the world, who said the most wonderful, most loving, and most important words in the history of the world to mankind. When he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Today, beloved, we're reading Zechariah chapter 7, verses 11 through 14. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Thank you for the privilege that we have today through the power of your Holy Spirit and through the power of the gifts of the Spirit that you give to the church, to gain quickly greater understanding of your holy word. For as it was in the days of Nehemiah, it is today, it is most important that we not only read your holy word and hear your holy word, but that we understand your holy word, because then we'll have a better chance of doing your holy word. God, help us to read it, to understand it, and to do it by the power of your grace and by the power of your Holy Ghost. for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved. And Lord, help those who are not saved under the sound of my voice as I present the gospel to them. Help them to get saved today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Zechariah chapter 7 verses 11 through 14. But they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulder and stopped their ears that they should not hear. Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts hath sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. Therefore it is come to pass that as he cried, and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts. Allow me to repeat that in your hearing. Therefore it is come to pass that as he cried, and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts. But I scattered them with a whirlwind among all of the nations whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them, that no man passed through nor returned, for they laid the pleasant land desolate. Dear friends, that was Zechariah chapter 7, verses 11 through 14. Now here is the sense of it. If you will, here is the understanding of it. From the Bible Knowledge Commentary, along, of course, because I have prayed, and I hope you have prayed, and I believe that God answers prayer. Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. I believe that the power of the Holy Spirit will help us to understand this passage even more. But it, right on its face, is very powerful. The previous generation had been disobedient. They turned their backs and plugged up their ears. They made their hearts as hard as flint and neither listened to nor obeyed the words that the Lord God Almighty had sent by his Spirit through the earlier prophets. This statement not only places the words of the pre-exilic prophets on a par with the Mosaic Law, but also identifies the Spirit of God as the source of prophetic inspiration, who spoke through human agents. The people's disobedience to revealed truth resulted in divine anger, the results of which are indicated in Zechariah chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. A denial of response to prayer. B, a dispersion among the nations. C, a desolation of the land. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this time together. And we praise you and we thank you for your powerful holy word, for what happened to the Israelites of old is happening to the modern church. I praise you and I thank you for loving us so much that you rebuke us and you chasten us And you remind us that sin will not be tolerated in your economy and in your church. I give you the glory, praise, and honor for it. And I pray that you'll help us to take heed to your holy word, Old Testament and New Testament, and help us to apply it to our lives. And Lord, revive those who are saved and save those who are lost. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, in keeping with the spirit of the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service, we will continue to do some of the things we did in that service when we started it last year. I believe the service is approaching 400 services, if it has not already reached that, as we are still remembering those who have died in the coronavirus plague and praying for their families, and also at the same time for those who are living, having devotions with them, those who are saved. For nobody will make it through this without you, without the Lord, rather. And so today, God is speaking to husbands. God is speaking to the man. There's no respect of persons with God. Ephesians 5:25-32. We read his word regarding wives and women on yesterday. And now today, God speaks to the husband. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So husbands, you're like a gardener. You've got to work with your wife. Pray with your wife. Read the word of God with your wife. My wife is standing right here beside me, as she does every day, as we read the word of God together and pray. And we've done this for 33 years as a family, over 33 years. I've done it for over 40 years. Nobody taught me how to have devotions. God taught me. God put it in my heart to do that. And you need to lead your family, your wife. If it's just you and your wife, start with just you and your wife. And I'm serious about this. And don't wait till you have children to start praying. Pray together before the children. My wife and I started praying before we got married. We did some other things as well. I led her in prayer before we got married and reading the Bible. We met through a series of conferences I used to have annually, evangelistic and revival conferences. And she was there every time I had that conference. And so she kept coming until I guess she hunted me down. But be that as it may, when we got serious about marriage and all of that, while we were so-called dating, I always closed out our time in prayer. And And that was before marriage. And you need to do the same. And the only reason why we're together today is because of prayer and the Word of God, based upon our pitiful backgrounds, family backgrounds. We would have never made it. And so, husbands, lead your wife in prayer. For there's really nothing worse than a woman who is not saved and spiritual. You're going to have a world of trouble if you don't deal with that. Verse 27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Sorry, parents who worked so hard to raise those children. If you raised them well, they will be a blessing to you as adults. But their priority now is their own family. So understand that and release them to God. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. If the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we will read one verse tomorrow, verse 33, that deals with the husband and the wife. And by the way, parents, if you release your children to God after you have done all you could do to raise them up properly and right, just like God has done great things in your life, he can and will do great things in the lives of your children if you continue to pray for them and you stay away from sin yourself. Now let's pray for others, which is a custom of the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all people who name the name of Christ. Help us all to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and to get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, I pray for everybody in government, in the ministry of government, the president, all of his administration, all governors and mayors and police officers and sheriffs. We pray, Lord, for the salvation of all government ministers, including potentates, premiers, prime ministers, and presidents around the world. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And Holy Father God, we pray that you will save the souls of those who are lost in government, revive those who are saved, and cast the devil and the demons of hell out of their lives and out of their administrations. Rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from these people who are in government. And I pray, Lord, as you have told us to pray, that they would lead in the right way so that we may lead peaceful and quiet lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Also for persecuted Christians, protect them and provide for them and deliver them and give them grace in their trying hours and in their dying hours, if that is your will. And we pray, Lord, today for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick according to your will, and for the comfort of the grieving and mourning. We pray that you would draw them to yourself for salvation and comfort. And we pray for some families by name, but we pray for the millions of families who have been impacted by the coronavirus plague and the death of loved ones. We pray for Magali Solomon, for the family and friends of California prison inmate Leon Martinez. We pray for the family and friends of New York detective Stanley Dash. We pray for the family and friends of New York police officer Jonathan Coelho. We pray for the family and friends of Argentinian student Laura Arrigas and millions of others, other families. Comfort them as only you can. Draw them to yourself for salvation as only you can. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, Lord, please save those who are lost, who now will listen to me share the gospel with them so that they can be saved. Lord, save their souls and change their lives. In Jesus Christ's name, we do pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son, "to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins, because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins," however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him," the word "whosoever" means anybody at any time. The word "believeth" means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, "should not perish," that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of my sins past and to truly repent of my sins present and to turn from my evil life and to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10 verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on. I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.